Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Red Valley is intended for mature audiences and contains scenes some listeners may find distressing. Please go to redvalleypod.com for full content warnings on every episode. Do you want to continue?
Pam? Dr. Jennings, cardiac arrest on the retail deck.
What? Where? I'm here.
And where is here?
Clive.
Where are you?
Actually, I don't know. Lots of sand. Some plastic guy and a lot of eyeliner is looking at me like, oh, money. Is there actually a cardiac arrest going on?
No, and that's the Pharaoh. You're in the mighty Sphinx. That's the other side of the ship, Pam. She's already landing. You're supposed to be here.
I think it's best for everyone if I skip the meet and greet.
I told you I wanted you to be there, Pam. You're the chief cryonicist. You're technically the most important person on the vessel.
I'd like that in writing.
Pam, it's 11 a.m, right? I don't care if you have a drinking problem. Can you just make it less visible?
You have a visible drinking problem.
I'm allowed to have a visible drinking problem. I don't have to vitrify anyone's corporeal remains.
I'm gonna go say hi to the boss from me.
We'll find you later.
It's a big ship. Good night.
It's 11 a.m.
Good morning, sir.
Thomas!
Your guest has landed, sir. The rotors on the helicopter are just slowing. You may want to wait a moment.
Nope.
Very good, sir.
You looking forward to Rio, Thomas?
Absolutely, sir.
Beautiful girls.
Yes, sir.
Rebecca, welcome aboard the Aloha Eternity.
I didn't expect you to greet me, Clive. I assume your head is needed to anchor the ship.
How was your journey?
Less luxurious than yours, but a good deal more tasteful, I expect.
The all-in-white is a little much, isn't it? With the hat and the cane. Just work on the little beard and you'll be Richard Attenborough in Jurassic Park.
I can't pretend that's not what I'm going for. And trust me, you'll see some dinosaurs by the end of the day. Speaking of which, where's Malcolm?
It took more effort than I care to share to convince my father not to come.
Then why wouldn't you let him? This is everything he ever wanted.
If I left you two together for 20 minutes, he'd sign the company away, blow his estate on one of your lap dancers until his heart exploded, and he'd be in one of your second-rate cryopods by morning.
But he would have had a hell of a night. Right, here we go.
Extra stops in before life's ultimate destination.
Jesus. Tell me you didn't have that playing just for me.
That's Sebastian Bedford himself, the founder of this great enterprise. Invented the idea while on a cruise with his family, exploring the fjords of Norway in the noughties. He voices all the robots on the ship.
How quaint. Is he dead yet?
Ah, we're picking him up in Cuba in a couple of weeks.
Good chance he is, then. I hear the insurgents there.
Leave reality where it belongs, outside. On that topic, I hope you brought something a bit more fun to wear. The fatigues are a bit too real world, you know. The clientele pay us to escape exactly that.
Oh, so sorry.
Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Thomas here will take you to your cabin. Get yourself settled in. I'll meet you at the Thirsty Burger for cocktails, right? Deck 7.
We have important things to discuss, Clive.
Ergo, cocktails. Aloha.
Tosser.
It's Thomas, madam.
I like to sit at the bar. Do you mind if we sit at the bar?
The bar is fine.
The bar is fine. Sophia, my love.
Good afternoon, Mr. Shield.
Old fashions.
I'll have a gin and tonic, thank you.
Two old fashions.
I said a gin and fucking tonic.
I know, the old fashions are for me.
Oh, I'll have your drink sent over in a moment.
Sorry.
No worries.
Rebecca, you seem stressed.
The world's on fire, Clive. Everyone is stressed. What are those?
I mean, that's just objectively not true. Sophia, you stressed?
Too blessed to be stressed, boss.
What are you taking? Are those Eternities?
Yeah.
Clive, for God's sake, you take them recreationally.
Yeah, Eternities is great for many things. Wiring your brain for hypersleep, reducing anxiety, and just taking the edge off this crummy world. Everyone here takes it. Look around you. You see stress in these people?
I see... Jesus, is that a table dancer? It's the middle of the day.
Yeah, she's normally dancing on the bar. I asked her to move for you.
Oh, that's so sweet, Clive. Can we please get on?
Hey, look, you came all this way. Can we just Hakuna Matata for 5 minutes? Right. Olives? Look, here's a Bedford bot.
What is a Bedford bot?
Aloha. Would anyone like olives?
Yes. Fine, olives. Make it go away.
Thank you, Bedford bot.
You're so welcome. Aloha.
Like I was saying, look around you. All of these people were staring down the barrel of death. They chose to spend the time they had left having fun. They eat, drink, dance, gamble, say something inadvertently / openly racist every now and again, hump each other to sleep, do it all again the next day.
Hump?
You know what the biggest stress of my life is? Chlamydia. The sexual health nurses are the busiest people on this ship.
Jesus wept.
Yeah, their names are Chloe and Lydia as well. You couldn't make it up.
So, how does all this work?
Ah, well, you've joined us on the most highly sought-after leg of the cruise, South American coast. 183 guests at present, all with various ailments. Back third of the ship is entirely medical wing. We give them whatever they need to keep the party going as long as they want, along with the Eternities drug that makes them neurologically pliant ahead of the continue process. When the fat lady sings, Pamela Jennings and her cryo team jump in, do the business.
How many guests do you have in cryonic storage right now?
Just four. They'll be collected and flown to the storage site in Miami when we hit 5. Two of them agreed to be on public exhibition in the Bedford Hall of Eternity on Deck 4. We can go see them if you like.
I do not like. Where's that drink?
That is the spirit.
Aloha, I'm bringing drinks.
Jesus. Dancing girls. Flying robots serving drinks. Weird-looking house band. Forget Jurassic Park. This is Jabba the Hutt's sailing barge.
And I suppose I'm Jabba.
No. There's a distressingly plump and clammy old man in the corner staring at me and licking his lips that I'm thinking about strangling with a chain, actually.
Oh, that's Melvin. He's lovely.
I'm sure.
Actually, Rebecca, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm not convinced that's a look of lust.
What are you...
Here, Sophia. Hey. You might want to get near the big red button.
I've already called the cryo team, Mr. Shield.
Of course you have, bloody pros, the lot of you.
What's going on?
Fantastic timing, couldn't be better.
Oh, look, it must be Melvin's time.
Oh, I thought there was something. Go on, Melvin.
Christ, he's not.
Yeah, he's having a heart attack, yeah. Everyone's got a little wristband on. If their vitals get in the red, it alerts the cryo team. Oh, Sophia, I think he's going to slump.
It's okay. I got it.
We need to help the poor man.
Yeah, you wanted to strangle him 30 seconds ago. Drink your drink. Oh, here they are, in the corner.
Thanks, Clive.
Is that Pat?
Yeah, the one and only.
Why is she wearing sunglasses indoors?
Slave to fashion.
What the hell is happening?
I wanted you to see this. I'm so glad it's happened. Icing on the cake. How are we doing, Dr. Jennings? Sophia, I'm hitting the button.
Go ahead.
It's normally your job, are you sure?
Take it away, boss.
Oh, what am I thinking? Rebecca, do you want to hit the button? It's just on the other side of the bar there.
What's the big red button do?
Time for the fat lady to sing.
What?
Ah, you snooze, you lose.
Happy death day to you. Happy death day to you. Happy death day, dear Melvin. Happy death day to you.
Oh, Melvin. Oh, he'll be gutted he missed out on Rio.
I'll take the other old-fashioned, please. Clive, you said you had a gallery. I didn't think...
I told you. It's not all Fall of the Roman Empire orgies and vomitoriums.
This is incredible.
Although there is a toga party in the bingo hall last Friday of the month that goes downhill pretty fast.
Are these originals?
In the morning it smells like a farmer's market. I can't even go on that deck.
Clive!
Yes, yes. It's Bedford's private collection. He wanted to share it with the world. By which I presume he means obscenely wealthy old white people. Now, there's supposed to be music. Now, where's the music?
I'm here to congratulate you on securing the continued investment made by the Venezuelan government. Things are looking very encouraging with the Argentinians and the Colombians, and to wish you every success ahead of tomorrow's meeting with President Macedo in Rio.
All of which you could have done via a passive-aggressive email. So, why are you really here, Becky?
I've had reports that Wilkins is interested in sitting down with us.
Shit, really?
Which has led to whispers that Bernard might be considering as well. Even heard rumblings from the Germans.
This is incredible.
Yes, very incredible.
So why are you miserable?
Clive, I want you to consider slowing down.
Slowing down? It's taken years to get anyone in Europe to sit down with us. We cracked the UK, France and Germany. Everything's on the table.
Well, it's taken years because they were spending their money trying to turn things around. To try and stop what's happening. What's happening everywhere.
Yeah, they're real heroes.
Well, if it's just the odd paranoid dictator wanting the latest perk for his panic room, then we're all well and good. But once every major government in the Western world buys a bulk pack of cryopods and starts digging a bunker, it sends a message, don't you think?
Becky, I think you sound a little alarmist and, frankly, a little ungrateful. Continue to turn things around for Overhead.
I know.
The company your father helped build, the company you stand to run not long from now.
Clive, there isn't going to be a not long from now, and the people are starting to figure it out.
The people? Your personal pilot landed your personal helicopter on the most expensive ocean liner on the seven seas that you part own, and you want to talk about the people?
Well, I wasn't joking about Cuba. There are activists, terrorist groups, they know the high and mighty are planning on locking themselves away and going to sleep while the planet tears itself to bits. The raid on the Continue plant in Michigan last month...
You said that was handled.
It was handled, but not without significant disruption to production. They blew up a lab. People died, Clive. Our people. They should never have got as far as they did.
What are you saying? That it was an inside thing?
I'm saying, once this knowledge is out there, you can't put it back in the bottle. We've identified cells in at least 15 countries, environmentalist groups who are specifically targeting cryotech. I'm scared, and you should be too. Right now we're floating on the biggest billboard in the world for the cryonics industry. You couldn't paint a bigger bullseye on your face. And from what I've heard, Macedo has made no secret of his interest in your offer. I don't know what we're sailing into tomorrow.
We're sailing into Rio de Janeiro, where our guests will have a jolly old time in the sunshine and get some nice souvenirs of that big old statue of Jesus, while I add a few more zeros to our net gain this year. Do I need to remind you that we were still playing catch-up 18 months ago? Amos did it ugly, but they did it first. The lengths I've had to
Yes, we all know. You're the man who saved overhead. Good God! I assume all the life rafts on this boat are filled with the hot air that comes out of your mouth. It's late. I've drunk too much. I'm going to bed. We can talk more tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you can fly your helicopter over Sugar Plum Mountain and watch the sun go down over one of the most beautiful cities in the world. All courtesy of Continue.
It's Sugar Loaf Mountain. Enjoy your paintings.
What time is it?
0300, sir.
What's going on?
Sir, I think you better come to the bridge.
What is it?
We'll see you on the bridge, sir.
What is going on? Half the ship is up.
Look out the window. What the hell is that?
That's the port, sir. Some kind of explosion.
Captain, how close are we to the port?
A kilometre.
Please stop the ship.
I called all stock 10 minutes ago, sir.
Oh, yeah. What does the radio say?
The radio's jammed.
Jammed?
Jammed, sir.
Who's jamming the radio?
We don't know. There's smoke coming from the city, too.
We thought it was festivities of some kind, but now we think there may have been some kind of incident.
Oh, some kind of incident. Oh, thank you so much, Russell.
TV's working.
Okay. Oi, get those people indoors. I want them off deck.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Turn it up.
What are they saying?
They're saying protests on the street from yesterday turned violent in the evening. Then, separate explosions around the city, including government buildings.
What's that noise?
It's music. Metal.
Metal?
I know that song.
That's a song?
How do I know that song?
Hey, you. What are you doing on the bridge?
Sophia?
The song is called Morior Invictus.
What?
It means death before defeat.
What are you talking about?
The first detonation will be in the cargo hold. You should all have time to reach your life raft. The rest will be on the deck. For all to see.
What are you holding?
It's a trigger.
No, the
Galinichta, boss.
Isn't for show. I'm bleeding. Where am I bleeding?
Which way?
Left. No, other left. Pam. Pamela.
What the fuck is happening?
Get to the helipad. We're leaving.
What?
They're blowing up the ship. Just go.
Who's blowing up the ship?
This way. This way. Oh, Thomas. Thomas.
Warrior Invictor.
For fuck's sake, not you as well!
No!
Crying out loud! The tips I gave you! Probably paid for that gun, you fuck!
Clive!
Pam! Pam! Come on, get inside!
Oh my God, oh my God, they nearly got me!
Yeah, you're okay now.
Can we get the hell out of here? Let's go!
Yeah, here! How do you know your pilot's good?
Good?
He could be one of them.
He's good.
Wait, you one of these Maria Victoria pricks?
The only Latin I know is carpe the fucking diem, sir.
Then let's go.
Copy that.
Fucking hell. The passengers, we've just left them.
Yeah, the captain's looking after them, right? They're on the life raft, look.
What the hell do these people want from us? They want to sink the ship.
We want to
watch it burn, Rebecca.
Who's that?
We want everyone to watch it burn.
Aubrey? Aubrey Wood?
How is she doing this? Where is she?
Far enough away to have a good view. Sorry about your boat, Clive. It was very pretty.
You better find somewhere good to hide, you little shit. I swear to God.
You've had every chance to walk away from this. You all have. Are you sure you want to continue?
Wood! Aubrey!
Red Valley was written by Jonathan Williams, directed by Alan Mandel, and recorded at Orpheus Studio, London. All music, editing and sound design by Richard Orpheus Campbell, with Carol Pestridge as assistant director. Additional dialogue recorded by John Parkhouse, and original podcast artwork by Claire Hoops. Performances by Alexander Broad as Clive Schill, Natalie Day as Rebecca Landry, Rachel Fowler as Pamela Jennings, Richard Orpheus Campbell as Sebastian Bedford, Zenon Kruzolnicki as Thomas, Sophia Hanides as Sophia, James Trujillo as Captain, Aham Alsubeyi as Pilot, Kit Lesner as Crew Member, Luna Tosin as Brazilian News Reporter, Rita and Kev McCarthy and Paul and Barbara Campbell as Olds, with Tash Reith Banks as Aubrey Wood and Natalie Day as Blue Sky. Thanks, as always, to the Overhead Board of Directors, Jack Reese, Marguerite Kenner, Dev Patel, Paul James, and Hayley Daniel. Thanks so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God, quantum!
He could kill himself!
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No!
But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lackey answers to, yikes.